Most definitely. I mean, there's a lot in both organizations, but, you know, I can only speak for this one. It's the only one I've been a part of. But, you know, a lot, especially in that linebacker corps, you know, with Brewski and Willie Mack and Vrabel. I mean, there's a lot of guys, you know, who's been in that role. So, I mean, sometimes there's a lot of pressure, but, I mean, you know, with the setup that, you know, we have here, it was always, you know, an older guy for you to learn from. You know, in that case, it was Mayo for me. So, you know, it's not as much pressure. It's a lot easier, you know, having that older guy, you know, kind of walk you through things. You know, definitely want to stop the run. I mean, I know these guys want to come in and they're going to want to run the ball. You know, they have a great running back and a really good offensive line as far as, you know, rushing concerns. You know, they do a good job. You know, receivers, you know, Steve Smith, you know, Owen Daniels comes in and, you know, they're all willing to block. So, you know, definitely want to be able to stop the run, you know, coming in Saturday and make those guys one-dimensional. I mean, you know, we're not really ones to start it, but, you know, we're not going to back down. We're obviously not going to do nothing stupid, you know, try and avoid, you know, the 15-yard penalties or whatever. But I think the best answer to that is, you know, we're going to talk in between the plays. You know, Flacco is one of those guys who kind of have deceptive speed. You know, a lot of people don't expect him to move the way that he does. You know, a lot like Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. I mean, they sometimes, you know, they're not looking to run, but, you know, they're able to make plays longer. And, you know, Flacco does a really good job of that. And those receivers and tight ends do a great job of getting open downfield. So, you know, definitely going to have to, you know, contain him and, you know, make sure he's not able to, you know, roll out and be able to throw up a shot downfield. Most definitely. You know, a guy that's been in this defense as long as he's been in, and, you know, a lot of games, you know, big games he's played in, a lot of big plays he has. And, you know, we all still stay pretty close. You know, we'll run by him. We'll catch film. He'll, you know, throw pointers out there and, you know, different things. Because, I mean, he's run this defense for so long. So, you know, me, him, and Jamie, you know, we're always still, you know, picking each other's brains as far as, you know, different perspectives on things. Most definitely. I mean, you know, Mayo's a great player, and he means a lot to this team and this organization. So, but, I mean, he's not taking it for granted. You know, he's still, you know, what little, he can do as far as, you know, off the field, you know, as far as his, you know, film study or, you know, giving us actual notes that, you know, maybe he's watched the game a week or two in advance that we haven't, and he's seen some things. So, you know, he's still in our ear, in our back pocket. So, you know, he's still out there with us. A lot. You know, last year in this spot, we weren't able to, you know, have as much meat, best way to say it, in the front. And, you know, Vince helps a lot, you know, especially having an older guy, a veteran guy that knows the game as well as he does. I mean, it slows everything down. You know, it slows the offensive line from, you know, getting on top of us because, I mean, nobody's just going to leave, you know, Vince Wilfork single blocked at all. So, you know, he helps a lot, you know, as well as Silver and Branch and, you know, Chris Jones as well.